The following meditation will be very beneficial to remove impressions of pain and stress, especially from the heart center. We all live lives that has some element or elements of stress, and we deal with these as they come into our lives as best we can. Oftentimes, at the level of deep memory or impression, there are vibrations that will stay with us and affect our decision-making ability and also our ability to correctly process our own emotions. So energy can come in from a specific event or series of events, and instead of allowing the correct distribution of energy and emotions that is triggered by that event, it goes through the clouded filter of the heart center, and what comes out is not the emotion that we either intended or that will help us to experience what is being offered by the event in our life. By making an effort to remove these impressions from the heart center, we find that our interaction with life changes, and we have a more complete and natural connection with our emotions, rather than one that is skewed by our covering filter of impressions. In this way, we become more natural human beings with less of a level of stress that is existing in us and that we are consciously unaware of. So we begin by first adjusting our body, straightening the spine, lifting the chest, slightly lowering the chin, relaxing the jaw and the tongue, and once again, lift the chest while relaxing the shoulders. Now tell your body, "Oh, my dear body, I'm practicing meditation now, and I need you to be still or to move as little as possible. You can tell your body when the meditation is over. It can freely move in a much more comfortable way, but during the meditation, request that the body stay still. Talk to it lovingly, the way you would talk to a child, and let it know that right now you really need it to be still. And when the body stops moving, just observe the breath. Watch the breath. Now we want to feel the energy going in and out through the center of the chest. Just imagine, besides the physical breath, there is the energetic breath, the living energy within the breath. And bring this energy into the center of the chest and out the center of the chest. Bring the air into your lungs, but the energy right into the center of the chest. Now we want to use our creative imagination. And we want to imagine that right in the center of the chest, right under the breastbone, there is an onion. And we know that the onion is a vegetable with a number of layers. And what we're going to do in this meditation is peel off each of the layers, not until I ask you to do so, and with each layer will come a certain family of memories or impressions that we will peel off and release. So the first layer is the actual outer skin of the onion. Keep bringing the energy in and out through the center of the chest. And the first outer skin layer is relatively tough. It's thin, but it's quite strong. And imagine that you're peeling this layer off. And this layer is the layer that says, I want to live. At all costs, I want to live. Now don't worry, we're not giving up our will to live. We're just giving up the unnecessary memories that are associated with this energy. So just very slowly as you breathe, imagine that you are peeling this layer that says, I want to live. that tough, paper-like outer skin of the onion being peeled away. I want to live. Now the next layer is I want to know. This is the layer that is underneath the outer skin, the large white layer, where we want to know, to understand everything there is to understand about life. So the idea of this layer is I want to know, I want to understand. And just imagine that we're peeling off the outermost layer, the layer right under the skin of the onion. So let's do that now. Now the next layer of the onion, and of course the onion will be getting smaller, is the layer that says, I want to be happy. At all costs, I want to be happy. And again, this doesn't mean that we're giving up our happiness. We're giving up those impressions, those memories that we cling to, that we believe through our conditioning, that we've learned, oh, I really need this to be happy. So this layer will take away the idea, oh, if I only had such and such a material possession or relationship or whatever. And the goal will be to give up the idea that I need happiness at all costs. So let's peel the next layer of the onion. Now the next layer, as the onion's getting smaller, is the layer that says, I need people to love me. I need to be loved. And this doesn't mean that we won't be loved. Actually, we'll be more available to love. But the need, the memory, the conditioning, even in some cases the desperation to be loved, will begin to diminish as we peel this layer off. So let's peel this layer, the layer that insists I must be loved. And as the onion gets smaller, the next layer is the one that says, I need to be appreciated. I need to be respected. Now again, do not be concerned that you won't be appreciated or respected by giving up these needs. You will be more appreciated, more respected, by developing a certain detachment to these memories and impressions that affect us so deeply. So imagine now we're getting closer to the center, the onion's getting smaller, and we only have two layers left after we take off this layer that says, I need to be appreciated, I need to be respected. And then the second to last layer that we're about to peel off is the one that says, I need peace. I need peace regardless of the cost. I need peace. And this kind of pushes us to do and say things we might not believe. We might not even wish, because we feel like, well, at least if I do this, there won't be any difficulty, any confrontation, and it'll maintain peace. Now we know in reality that this really doesn't do it. It's resolution that brings peace. And sometimes on the path to resolution, there is some conflict. So we are going to remove that aspect of the onion, the second to last layer, that says peace at any cost, regardless of what it costs. And we're going to remove that need for peace at any price. So just imagine. Just imagine that we're giving up that compulsion for peace at any price. Now the final layer, interestingly enough, is the layer that says, I wish to be known. I wish to be seen. And we're giving that up. And in a sense, we become anonymous. Even to ourself, we become anonymous. And what we know and see of ourself is unimportant for this exercise. As we peel this last layer, the desire to be known, as we give that up and peel it away, we then experience a certain level of emptiness, a certain level of emptiness. Let yourself feel that emptiness. Now we should feel a vacuum, an emptiness in our heart, in our chest. And as we breathe now, we're going to fill that space with pure light, a light that's so pure it's almost invisible. But we can sense that it's there. We can sense that our heart center is being filled with the light of purity, the light of purity, as if we are envisioning a vast plain of ice and snow, endless white light. And just feel our heart being filled with that white light now. So now let's just sit for a few minutes and allow our heart center to feel itself in a relaxed state, a relaxed condition. As you inhale, imagine that you're inhaling pure energy, almost energy without form. And as you exhale, imagine all tension leaving your heart, your body, and your mind. So we're inhaling this formless light and energy, and we're releasing all tension as we exhale. So we'll try that for a few minutes, and then we can open our eyes and enjoy a freer feeling in our heart and body and mind. Thank you. Goodbye.